Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love.
Hi, welcome to Optimize My Life, sponsored by the Hope Collection. And today we have a special guest, Captain Len Kane, the 5-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee, humanitarian award recipient, the founder of the Golden Rule Society, and the founder of the Kindness Campaign. I am Mary, your host for today, apparently. Hi, how are you today?
Well, Mary, God bless. Welcome aboard, and I'm happy to be here to help make it a bit good show. Hope we have some good listeners all over the country and the world. We've been told that the recipients and the people listening to the show are up in as many as 73 countries. And that's nice to know that we can spread the kindness campaign nationwide and worldwide. And the nice part about it just benefits everybody. And I jokingly tell my friends that whenever we start the show on Fridays for the Hope Collection, I always like to say, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, to the radio show. Now watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs because that's impossible. But I said, now that I have your attention, I want to make one simple point. We're not selling anything, but we do have a number of gifts that are available to you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity, whoever you would like to share the gifts that we offer. That's the nice part. And the gifts you find are would be just wonderful. And some wonderful stories about how you can have a happy and a better celebration of the holiday season here for the Christmas and throughout the new year. And that's the nice part about it. We have something to look forward to, the birthday of Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And there are a lot of Christians and even non-Christians, but we're here to share the kindness. And I like to start the story off. They say, Len, how did you ever get into this program? And I said, well, I've always had a philosophy that you might enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. And the philosophy that I'm trying to live in my life is very simple. It goes like this. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And I'll even simplify that even better. When I was graduated high school many, many years ago, and I was off to join the Navy. And as I was packing my little bag, my mother stopped me and she said, Len, you're off to the Navy, but I want to tell you something before you leave. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And you know what? Those simple two words are in my heart, in my mind, and in my soul. And I've tried to live my life following the good advice of my mother. What a world it would be if everybody would do that. And here's what we have right now. When I formed the Golden Rule Society charity, over a half a century ago, we have been helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And with the nice part about it, it goes like this, the kindness campaign. With kindness and hope and love in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, that's simply living the good Lord's very strongest commandment, which said, share the love that I give you with others. We can all do that, can't we? And wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we would all just do that? And Mary, I'm just happy to be with you today and going on with the show. I hope that we have many people listening, because I've got some wonderful plans. And ladies and gentlemen who are listening, please get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil or something, because we have some wonderful notes and little places to visit for you to make your life better. The nice part about it, as I'll say it again, we're not selling anything. Most everything we have for you is free. Some things are better than free. And you owe it to yourself to share these with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity, and whoever you want. Tell them, say, hey, we listened to this Hope Show, and here's what they offer. And why not? If it can be more successful in your life, why not? Because it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for children of all ages. And that's just part of the program. So, Mary, let me turn it back over to you so you can share all the wisdom that you're doing and tell people about the wonderful kindness clubs that you're finding in your great state. Tell us all about it, my dear. God bless.
Well, we got Ron on today, but before Ron gets going into his spiel, I have some exciting news. So I applied with the Roku channel, which is a streaming device, and as having our own channel for the Kindness Club and the radio show, and they accepted it. So starting next week, you can actually turn your TV on and listen to Optimize My Life radio show, and there will be a separate channel for the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign that you can actually watch about different acts of kindness and other things to go with it.
Incredible.
Wonderful. Video of the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign. God bless. Keep up your great work, Mary. Tell us more.
Well, basically what we're going to do is we're going to, along with the social media campaign, is there will be a set of videos so that the schools, not only do they not have to teach about the acts of kindness, but they can actually go online, or if they have the Roku channel, they can actually watch videos that we make starring other kids about different acts of kindness and different deals that they can see other kids doing.
That
Mary,
sounds wonderful,
I'd like
Mary.
To congratulate you. Captain Kane.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Who is this?
reporting for duty, sir.
Oh, well, Mr. Ron Clayton, the president of the Kindness and Hope for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest guys who has done so much to make this a better world. And he filled in for a gentleman by the name of Joel Gripping, who was a senior advisor to three of our presidents. He had a doctorate degree in mathematics. He was brilliant, a wonderful personality, just good Christian man, good friend. Sadly, he died of cancer, but we're keeping the program going for him, and we think of him all the time. Oh, wow, this is really great. I'm glad you're with us, Ron. I hope you're well, and your lovely bride, Linda, I hope she's with us as well. Tell us more, please.
Well, I'm here solo today because Linda had to go into the office this morning. She's not going to have to do that much longer because April 15th, she's retiring from working at a law firm for 18 years and a corporation for 18 before that. So she's hanging that up. But I want to thank you. I tell you, I don't think we've ever made you work this hard at the beginning of a show, the opening of the show, ever, Captain Len. And so thank you so much. And I want to tell you that you did outstanding describing what, who you and what Golden Rule Society is, and how not only does it fit into what we're doing, it's the centerpiece of what we're doing. Hope, helping one person every day. He's a friend of our country boy, and I know he's on this call already. He came up with that idea and shared the Hope Collection name, which was, you had mentioned Joel Griffin, who for 40 years was my best friend, my business partner, my spiritual advisor. And he introduced me to you, Len, and other people that are on this phone, and a fellow who was just outstanding, touching lives with the dedication and commitment of being a kind person, a person who shares the light, and someone who's always looking for the best in everybody. His name's Country Boy, and he's on this call today. And, you know, as we're in the season of giving, we're in the season of lighting up the room, the world, gosh, guys, we have such an opportunity. I'd like to share something that I've planned already, or I made the arrangement. And maybe you can do this for this weekend. I'd love to give an assignment from the Hope Collection to everybody. Everyone of us, I bet you, right now could walk into the, with a, take a bag, a grocery bag, a small, a big garbage bag, whatever, and go to their closet and pull out a bunch of clothes that they haven't worn in 5 years, 10 years, they don't fit maybe anymore. Famous, but maybe you've got some jackets that you haven't worn, clothing. And you know what? Right now, people are desperate, out on the streets, that need, and the places that I've been given, providing, you know, Salvation Army, Goodwill, these stores are running out of goods to provide people because the need has been so great, and people have been flocking to these stores. People are coming there that never went to a Salvation Army or a Goodwill store, and there's many other. I got a big Panera Bread. It's a big carry-all that you have for catering food, but it's a big plastic, handled shopping bag, and it's filled with clothes. And then I got a box, and it's with clothes, and we got some clean, everything we're taking over is all clean, but it's used. And we got sheets that don't, we got a new queen-size bed and a pedestal, and the sheets we had, flannel, they just don't fit. They're too nip, they're not deep enough. The new bed is like 18 inches thick, so we had to get some new sheets. So we boxed up those. We took a bunch of clean sheets and towels. Everyone had towels in there. And I'm taking it to City Mission after this call today. And I called down there, and they're expecting me to bring this box and this bag over. And when I walked in the door, because I'd taken things there before, well, you know what? There'll be people waiting and looking. I had people, I got there, and I opened up the back of the car. I have a hatch. And I've had people come to the car that are working there, but they come start digging in the bags. They're looking and they need things right now. And the City Mission distributes these to people directly, immediately. They're not like going into some warehouse and stuff sits there for the next month and then all of a sudden winter's bath and the winter clothing and things and don't get used, don't get dispersed. So guys, I'd like to encourage everybody as your kindness item of the week. If you haven't done something like this ever, or you have, but you haven't done it recently, what we can do is somebody, you can end up, I know in this case, I bought a new jacket last week. And my old one, it's worn, but it's still good, and it's warm. And so someone's going to be around that doesn't have a nice warm jacket. Someone's going to have one later today. Because they're going to go and they get some of the stuff that we're taking over to the City Mission. And so I'd like to encourage everybody with the sound of my ear to do the same thing. Because we, each one of us has been blessed so well. We have so much. And you know what? There's some people don't have much. They may not have nothing. And you just taking that little extra step, you can make the difference. Someone who can learn to believe again that there's hope. And right now I got a cat trying to climb the inside of my Christmas tree. And I got to go stop her or she's going to knock my Christmas tree over. Can you believe that?
Hey, Ron, this is Country.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Country.
Hey, Lynn, how you guys doing? Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice, Brad.
Thank you, Lynn. I don't know if y'all received the text I sent you about a week ago. It just had a coat, and it had hope written on the back of it. We collected 1,638 coats for veterans. We do a coat drive every year. We run it clean up into June because it gets cold in the South in the early part of the year, not just the late part of the year. So like Ron said, but it's a concept that when you give, that she'll be given back unto you. The first thing that you heard Ron says, oh, I got a new coat. So he's already in the giving mode. So don't give nobody nothing you wouldn't wear. You heard him. He said, well, it's still in good condition. It's still nice and warm. Yeah, don't give nobody nothing dirty. Ron said, when we took them down to Goodwill, they was already clean. Yes. Lynn, ain't it something that you say every single day? I said it about five or six times yesterday on the air. It's an elementary lesson, but Lynn learned it when he was getting ready to go off to war. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. Oh, Country Boy will give a man a shirt off his back. Well, what about his coat? Will he give a coat away? My son, I'm swarping down and sideways that I would never pay $100 for a pair of shoes. My son was three, and I bought him a pair of Nikes. But when he went to kindergarten and I went to pick him up that day and came home, I'm like, Bryson, didn't I just buy you a new pair of shoes? He broke into tears. I said, what's the matter, baby? He said, I was making fun of Lynn at school. He had a hole in the toe of his shoe, so I gave him my shoes. Wow. You would take the coat off your back? Will you take the shoes off your feet and give somebody? Well, see, and then Mary says, yeah, we got to light it up, Ron says. But we're not talking about your Christmas lights. My grandmama says, he says, and I quote, I am the truth and the light. And see, if we're the personal representatives for the one that created us, my favorite song because of my grandmama, she used to get up and walk 13 miles a day to work and come home and clean the chickens and trim the green beans and do the dinner and do the dessert. By 5 o'clock in the evening, she was sitting there on the front porch chilling. I'm thinking, wow, she must have been like them people that was wandering around in the desert for 40 years with the same pair of shoes on. My grandma never did wear shoes out all them years. But see, what it comes down to is when she got back and landed on her perch, she says, I'm going to my prayer closet now. Her prayer closet just happened to be on the front porch in a rocking chair. And she will start to sing her favorite song, Mary. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Y'all know the song. It's not. I'll sing the rest of it to you later. But Mary said it the other week. She said it again the other day. When people let their little, y'all hear that word? That's an adjective. When you let your little light shine, it unconsciously allows other people to let their little light shine. Smile, Lynn. And Country Boy smile right back at him. It's almost like they telepathically just talking to each other. My biggest message in school when I was flirting with Mary, I used to wink at her on the other side of the room. I didn't even have to open my mouth to show kindness. Kindness doesn't cost anything. But if you practice it, you get better at it. Doing unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some light away, some love away, some hope away, and show kindness to people, whatever you put out there, what goes around comes right back around. So this year, I got so much light in my life. Mary's my new light, Ron. I was getting burnt out, and then all of a sudden she showed up and shined a light on Hope Foundation. She connected us to the world, says, no, we're not dead yet. God ain't done with us yet. People don't know. People do better when they know better. Now she's connected us to people to around the world, but now we can jump up in somebody's living room on the TV. Hallelujah. Stop right there.
Hey, it was your idea, country boy. I just
but
ran
see,
with it.
All ideas are good ideas, but not all ideas work because it takes some action. Words. Just do it, Nike says. Lynn Kane is a mentor of ours, Lynn, and he says, well, look, been there, done that. We got a whole track record of super friends that went before us and did it successfully. Lynn, I'll flip it back to you because you'll tell them, how do you want to keep – it's okay to fail. There's a lesson in every blessing. But at the same time, Lynn, I forget how you said when people went before you and they did it right, there's no sense of us making mistakes that they made and they can correct you. So I'm going to stop right there again, Lynn, and elaborate on that too, Lynn, if you don't mind.
What a guy. Oh, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about the wonderful things he has done and is doing and continues to do as he expands his touch to better the lives of others. It's incredible. He, by the way, is one of the senior advisors to the Golden Rule Society charity. And by the way, I mentioned we've been in this business for over a half of a century, more than 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. And we're all non-paid volunteers. So when we tell people, they say, we show them how to save money on travel and a whole bunch of things, and I'll get to those later, but how to live your life better using the simple trainings and experiences of the most successful people in the country and in the world. Why not? It's logical that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're going to be more successful in your life. Why throw it away? Why make the mistakes that have already been made? And Mr. Brad Dorsey is doing all these wonderful things for people. He just keeps helping to make their lives better. And he, as I said, is a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society. And oh, by the way, Mr. Ron Clayton, who's the president of the Hope Collection and Hope for You. And what they offer is very simple. Opportunities galore. And I'm going to tell you more on how to get there and get all that information. So I hope you have your pen and paper ready. And if you'd like to take a time out quick, you can call your family, friends, and neighbors and tell them about the show because they don't want to miss that which is going to happen within the next 40 minutes. They deserve to hear it. So you can hang up if you want or call them on your other telephone and tell them, hey, listen in. Give them the number. It's very simple. Area code 714-816-4686. And they can hear the opportunities are given to them. And we're not selling anything. I mean, terribly redundant. Keep saying it all the time. But people think that, what is he trying to do? No, we're trying to help make it a better world. And that's why we're here, for all the wonderful things that we have been not recognized for. Mr. Brad Dorsey, for his the work, helping children, churches, charities. It's his children are like their dad, well-educated and successful. You can't beat that with a stick, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what you want for your children and your children's children. Wow. I could go on, and I will, but I just want to make sure that you have access to all of this sort of stuff. And I'm talking about Mr. Ron Clayton, Mr. Brad Dorsey, and their others. So there's only about 24 other gentlemen and ladies who are senior advisors in the charity. And it's wonderful. What are they all doing? Oh, I could go down the list, and you'll say, wow, these are really some super-duper people. And that's who we encourage to apply to be a member of the Golden Rule Society. By the way, membership in the Golden Rule Society is free. You can come on board and just learn how to do whenever something new, wonderful, and exciting pops up, we share. But to be a senior advisor, you really have to be a mover and a shaker and a doer and a bringing kindness throughout the world, at least through your family, friends, neighbors, here, there, and everywhere, by golly. And I think that Mary, with her program up in Minnesota, when her 8-year-old daughter, you got to listen to this because she's reluctant to talk about it because people don't want to believe it. But here it is. She looked at the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign, nationwide, worldwide. And I explained it to you, but anyway, it's still the same. With kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, dignity, respect, and share the love that God, the good Lord gives you with others. Now, Mary was teaching her 8-year-old daughter all these wonderful things, as she should and probably has been. But anyway, the daughter came home one day, sweet little gal. I don't have her name in front of me because I'm getting on in years and a little forgetful. But anyway, her daughter says, Mom, why don't we have in our classrooms, every time when I go to a class, why don't we have a kindness club so we can all work together? Mary picked it up, talked to me about it, talked to Ron Clayton about it, and said, what does this sound? Wow. We said, that sounds a great idea. She then talked to her, the principal of the high school, the president, and everybody in line. And they said, that's a pretty good idea. Now listen, folks. The Kindness Club doesn't compete with anything the teachers are doing. If a teacher is teaching arithmetic or science, English, whatever, what the club does, it enhances the relationship the students have with the teacher. So the teacher's doing better, the children are doing better because they're in a kindness club. And everybody's sort of kind of enthused about that. So we're trying to get this done, and we're working on it. And we're going to be in every state of the union in the United States, and it might just as well be the world, a kindness club that the children are exposed to from an early age. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? There we go. There are so many good things.
Incredible land.
Lynn, I'm going to jump on top of you again.
So, everybody, I think somebody wants to come in, and I'm going to let you do that. Whoever's coming in, please do take it from me. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. God bless. Over to you, sir.
Well, Ron Clayton, he always seems to be talking about generational wealth, generational passing it on. I don't think there's anybody that I have in my life that I've talked about more than Bob Oakley. I call him the Oak Man. We was talking about kids the other day and how you let your little light shine and how you do things for your kids so they won't have to go through the same struggle. I don't know how many kids and grandkids. I think it's 20-something. But we was talking about train them up the way that they would have them to go. I was reading in that little book, it talked about how we're going to use the children. It says the children to confound the wise. One of my favorite stories in the Bible was this little boy child, boy king, they call him. I think his name is David or somebody like that. 4'3", the way that they describe in the Bible. But see, what happens in the process is we teach them, we train them, we emulate things. But my son, Brian, the oldest one, who's 32, and Bryson is 28, is doing things at this age that I'm trying to do at 60. We're talking about non-for-profit organizations. I found out 2 weeks ago my sons have 3. Not one, not two, but 3. We've been raising money, and then I said this to say, not to boast, but then we have to stand up because we don't do it. If we don't try, if we don't make the world better, it's not going to get any better. And then when Mary was talking and Oatman was talking yesterday, this is not directed towards me, but they said plant a seed. My seed was my son's. My first seed weighed 14 pounds and 13 ounces when he was born. So I understand that. But now that I'm watching what they do in the community, they're doing unto others before they do unto you. My son has a company. He has 14 of them. One of them he calls the Inner Circle. It looks like an eight turned sideways. Joel Griffin called it a cycle of appreciation. It goes this way, it goes that way, and it goes up and it goes down like a roller coaster, but it comes right back around again. Just like I said earlier when my grandmama says, if you let your little light shine, it unconsciously, I guarantee you, if you walk up to somebody and frown at them, guess what's happening? They're going to frown back at you. Walk by somebody and smile at them. Smile in the world or smile back at you. Where are you going with this story? We say raise them up. When I was writing the other day when Bob was on that air talking about his kids, I wrote this little note down. It says, and I quote, some people never have the opportunity or take the opportunity or seize the opportunity to meet their heroes. Quote, I raised mine. My sons are doing exceptionally well. Why? Because I trained them how to love unto others. Then in part of that story, I found out my son Brian is adopted. Not one, not two, not three, 14. My son has 14 kids that he's adopted. He's only 32. He's raising 14 kids that don't even belong to him. Why? Because if you raise a child up the way that they should go, they're going to pass the baton. What goes around comes around. You do the lawn. I do the painting. Mary does the gutters. She does the workout. She does the makeup. He does the hair. Everything that he said he needed, and this is my last point. I learned this from T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes says, if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. We already know that. That's why they say it's a blessing to be a blessing, because if everybody could bless themselves, all you'd have to do is wave a wand over yourself and sprinkle yourself with blessings. And if you're not too selfish, you sprinkle your family while you're at it. But if it's a blessing to be a blessing, it's really not optional on whether we do it or not. Because God has uniquely designed everybody. Lynn Kane, ain't nobody, we say ain't down here in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. So why would anybody try to be Lynn Kane? Why would they want to be the Top Gun? Why would they want to be the international humanitarian? Why would they want to be nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize? He's got love in his heart. He's trying to emulate the person that designs him. In closing, God says, I am love. So do unto others before they do unto you. When you share some love, some hope, some compassion, some kindness, eventually the kindness will make its way right back to you.
Well, beautiful words, beautiful pearls. God bless you, Gary. Turn it. Stick with it. Brad Dorsey, you are something special. You are something special. Ladies and gentlemen, that should be recorded and sent to the world, for crying out loud. Thank you, Mr. Brad Dorsey, Senior Advisor to the Golden Rule Society. God bless. Over to you, Ron Clayton. Tell us more. What's going on?
Well, first, I didn't get a chance because I got started late. When I leave here, besides going to City Mission, I've got to stop at the mobile store, get my phone, and get a little messed up this morning. I got a lot. You can hear a lot of noise in the background on my phone. I apologize. I think that may be the cause of that.
That's why I have to go to the phone store. But I want everybody to know, as your name and you have mentioned and Mary mentioned, Country Boy mentioned, I spoke a little bit, and you even spoke a little bit about yourself, which you normally don't do. But I know when you do it with such humbleness. And it's not an accident. It's not an accident that you, sir, have streets named after you. It's not an accident that there's acknowledgement in the military, in our federal government, our state government, in organizations across the board, all across the world, because of who you are and what you are doing. You're not a has-been. You are a present. You are present, like under the tree, for each one of us every single day. And I'm so thankful that you bring to us this wonderful, wonderful every day, Glenn. You share from your heart, and you bring to us such wonderful, wonderful stories and opportunities to serve. And you show that by doing it yourself. And by the way, I know you're not solo. You have a wonderful teammate. Her name is Ann Kane. And right now, I know she's working at the thrift store of your church. It's Friday. And she goes over and she helps. They have, like many, like the City Mission, they have a store set up where they make available goods and services and needs that the general community needs that they can't. They maybe can't go down to the bank, the store, and those places and get what they need. But they can come to the thrift store where Ann is there working and serving and helping those families. Well, that's the teamwork that you and Ann have performed for 50 years. You know, you've been recognized over and over again, but it's not enough. One of the reasons this show exists, and we're so grateful that Mary Stanley took her technical knowledge. She now has taken us that our show is on, like you mentioned, we're going to be on a video television version of being able to do all visual besides the audio system. And we'll have to, I'm going to have to speak with her later to get the details so that we can share this. Well, Saturday morning we have the coaches call, and that would be a great place for all of you that have signed up and our Hope agents. You can join up to be a Hope agent for free. And you go to the website and thehopecollection.com. And like the Golden Rule Society, by the way, that's there too, so you can join it both at the same time. Just register. It's like getting a library card. And you're going to get, you have access to all the programs and benefits that we provide. So on Saturday morning, we take that, and Joel used to use it as a coaching. So it's only a half-hour show, 9 to 9:30, but we'll spend a few moments in some testimony and some teaching. So everybody listening into the show, by the way, I know that because we've gone beyond the call-in show through Blog Talk Radio, now we have Facebook and Twitter and tweets and all the other, you know, TikTok. We have all these different sources of exposing our message to the world. And so some people may be calling in. I know we've got a bunch of people that have called in directly. But there's even a larger group of people that have, like, listened in through the archive or listened in through another a base that they can reach us. We want to welcome you. We want you to know that you are welcome. This is a medium that's open. It's a forum. And although you can share your thoughts, and we want you to do that, we just ask that you respect everybody as we do, that people come on. And some people, you may worship in one method, and we want you to do that. We want you to worship. And you can share what you worship, but keep it concise and don't step on anybody's toes, because I may go to a church where they don't wear ties. In your church, you got to have a tie or don't walk in the door. Well, that doesn't mean we don't serve and honor and worship and build people up. But I can't tell you, because you don't wear a tie, that's not good. That's not fair. So we don't do that. So what we do is we do make sure that we have the doors open for people to share wonderful blessings. And that's our goal. Yeah, I'll tell you about the history of the Hope Collection. Joe Gripping, over 15, 16 years ago, had been that one you mentioned. He was an advisor in the three presidents. He did have a PhD in math, and he was a specialist in statistics. He was brilliant. And because of that, President Reagan trusted him with the proposals to spend money for the federal government. So Joe would review it, and he would say to the president, tell Ron, he's on first-name basis, and he would tell Ron, this is no good for our country. This is no good for the budget. And they would change things or try to change things so that things would work good, better for you and me and all American citizens and the world. Well, you know, it's funny. How did that happen? Joe and some other very successful business people were at the White House for the National Day of Prayer. And they had a breakfast. And all those business leaders that were at that meeting got together and raised millions of dollars donated to pay. At that time, they bought food and all the delivery of food to Cambodia. The communist leader, his name was Pol Pot. At that point, they determined that he had starved 5 million people to death. And this program that Joel and these business people formulated and executed raised food, and they flew it over them. They used our big jets, the Galaxy C-5As, and they brought in the foods, and they had to get the forklifts to unload the food because Pol Pot threw everything that was mechanical and American-made into the ocean off the docks. Well, they raised and helped people and fed them and saved millions. You don't hear about this on the nightly news. This is a fact. So Joel was part of that team. Well, they were at the White House, and Joel took his mom with them, Jonathan, his wife, Joel's wife, and he took their mom too. And she got introduced to Nancy Reagan, and Joel's mom and Nancy got along on the instant friendship, and they got talking. You know how wives can talk and talk and on. Well, Joel had to leave that meeting to go to another meeting in Denver. He got there that night, left the White House, and went to Denver. When he got there, the White House had called. And so he picked up the phone, and hi, this is Joel Brennan, and they said, this is the White House calling. Joel said, well, how'd you find me? They said real quick words to him. This is the White House. We can find anybody at any time in a minute. Well, the reason they wanted to talk to Joel is President Reagan, listening to his Nancy tell President Reagan about Joel Gripping, they brought him back, and that's when the relationship started that went on beyond Ronald Reagan and went on to George Bush the first and George Bush the second, and he was an executive advisor. He wasn't just his name on the letterhead. He actually did the work of examining the money that is all part of the federal government, that the bills that get passed and to use the money to do things in our country. So Joel was very, very well respected worldwide as that senior advisor. Well, met this guy named Len Cain, Captain Len Cain, on the Burl Walk radio show, Burl's World. And the two of them formed a friendship and framed it. And it caused this partnership between the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, because we have not just nice and agreeable, we are absolutely overlapping like two hands coming together, your left hand and your right hand, forming a prayer and being able to have that kind of spirit and that kind of vision. And because they matched so closely, they joined together, kept their identity of the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection, but they worked in everything together to achieve what the Hope Collection does, which is helping others and helping them help others. And that's like the kindness campaign. And the kindness campaign comes back to help those who more need help. So combined, because of the services that each Joel and Len Kane established, we now today are carrying on this program forward. If you're listening for the first time and you're just learning about who we are, go to the Golden Rule Society.com. .org, because they're a nonprofit. Ours is listed as thehopecollection.com, and we are the same 501c3 also, but we use .com. And you can find both organizations listed there. Join them. Take action, and then do something. Find something in these organizations. So in your circle of friends, in your circle of the world you're in, because we are talking to people. Well, you've met Mary up there in Minnesota. You talked to Len Kane. You talked to Country Boy down in Atlanta. I have folks listening in on this call. We've got people listening in from Tennessee. We've got people listening in from Connecticut, Cape Cod. We've got people from Buffalo, New York. It's all over the place. I've forgotten or I missed you. I apologize. But we got people that call in all the time. We operate Monday through Friday at noon, and we invite you to participate. We're not just looking for people to sign their name on the line. We're looking for people that will take action and then share it. Len, I know you've been doing this for 50 years, long before I became involved. And you have touched my life, my wife's life, you and Ann. We've been able to break bread with you and be in your home over there in beautiful Coronado, California. And we look forward to that doing it again. We've actually spent time on a cruise ship. And, you know, show you how Navy officers respect out of every organization. If you've been an officer in the Navy, and if you've been an officer in the private navies of the world, those are called cruise ships, cruise companies. Well, we were on the Conquest, and we were down near Mexico, and the Captain Louis, we had a little ceremony recognizing Len Kane and Ann, but recognizing and honoring him, called the Hope Cruise. And we honored Len Kane and had an award for him, a photo album, military album. And the captain came down to do the same. And he's in his white uniform. You know, you've seen the Love Boat. The captain comes down. He's in white. And he's got a little pellet on his shoulders. He's got, decorations for the work they've done. And he had that captain's hat, that white captain's hat with the medallion on the front of it. And he talked to Len Kane in front of our team at a special meeting. And he looked at Len Kane, he took his hat off, and he presented it to Len Kane in honor of Len's service and his willingness to be an outstanding individual. I know Len has that hat in his office where he's sitting right this minute. He's got an office with a lot of recognition and accolades, and that captain's hat is sitting right over there in the corner. And, you know, every time Len looks at that hat, he remembers the day that Captain Louis said, "Sir, I honor you and welcome." By the way, he had a group of us picked out. We were able to go and stand on the bridge while the ship was going, cruising down the Caribbean, the Atlantic Ocean. We were at the bridge watching them guide the ship through the ocean. And they're talking. Him and Len started telling stories, war stories. Can you imagine? They just got along so well, and it was so special. And it was funny that we had that opportunity. I'll never forget it. It was a special day of recognition and honor. And that's the guy that everybody here, whether you're listening on the Optimize Your Life show directly, or you're coming to us through one of the other mediums. Remember I said we had the tweets and the Twitters and the birds and the Facebooks and everything else. You might be listening to the show. Again, I want to take the time to honor and share, like we do every Friday, Captain Len Kane. And he hasn't stopped serving. How do you think he got elected to be the Humanitarian Man of the Year by Who's Who in America? It's a prominent book of recognition of the top Americans in the whole country. And Len was recognized that. He's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, you know, I don't know about anybody on the phone or on the call that I know that could claim that they have a firsthand, shake-your-hand a relationship with a guy who's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize and is willing to do anything for you and help you and pray for you and pray with you and work with you and give you programs and provide services to benefit your family and others. That's my friend, Len Cain. And guys, we thank you that you all join us on this call. Because we are better because you came.
God bless you, Mr. Ron Clayton. Thank you for all the kind words. And ladies and gentlemen, I am looking at that white captain's hat. And it was a wonderful, wonderful gift because it always reminds me of kindness, kindness, kindness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I promised you that if you had a pencil and a paper, here is the information that you're going to need. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I want you to get it that you can share this information. Simply this. Go to your websites. You know how to do that. www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, no spaces between them. So www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, founded in California, nationwide, worldwide, for more than 50 years, more than half of a century. And we're non-paid volunteers, doing the work of the Lord. We understand. You understand that he doesn't pay us anything, but we understand that his retirement program is out of this world. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope I have a smile on your face. GoldenRulesSociety.org. And here are the things you're going to look for. You're going to look for a Wise Traveler program. Discounts, 85% of the time. And the discounts vary. But here's one example. A friend of mine in San Diego, he was had to fly to New York with his wife and a round trip. It was going to cost him $1,000. That's round numbers. He said, Len, I told him I was a member with the Golden Rule Society. And he says, oh, it's only $500. He saved $500 on one trip. And he said, oh, Len, you want a donation. I say, we urge people, encouraging them, really. If they want to make a donation, make it to their church or their favorite charity, whoever. And everybody's happy then, because you give it to the Golden Rule Society, what we get, we give, we share, we have to pay for the electricity and that sort of stuff. But that's what you need to do. That's just one of them. Here's the other one. You just heard Mr. Ron Clayton, and you click on the in the website, you're going to find Hope for You. And there's the opportunities are endless. So many good things that you have. I can't even mention them because they're opportunities galore. It's a better word. And also now, I want to write down not only the hope of you, but success for you. This is educational, motivational, inspirational training. What do we mean? If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. Why not? And I'm going to go on to the next one. Prescription discounts. You go in there and the doctor says, okay, here's your prescription. You go to the store and they say, oh, yes, it's going to cost you $100 for this prescription. And you say, well, here I'm in this member. Oh, $50. And I'm just representative because the numbers change. I have no control over the numbers and the discounts you're going to get. But that's what's happening. We have another one that I use all the time because everybody sends emails. But I like to send from the Golden Rule Society video emails where I send it to them. They see my smile. They see my expressions. They see my enthusiasm. And they say, oh, he's talking to us, rather than just reading a little message and, oh, okay, this and that and the other. You get the message. And what we do, we send the Good Kindness campaign out in this video email, and we ask people just simply forward it to others and ask them to forward it to others. We want to get touch the world, and that's what's going on. And by the way, one of the organizations in the program that we have is Intiva Health. And I'm part of it. We're number two in the world supporting the medical industry. And just a few days ago, we dedicated a brand new factory, 55,000 square feet, making products that help people to be more successful, I mean healthy, in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go on and on, but you got to tune in next week to catch it all. But that's what we're doing to help make it a better world. God bless you all, and we want to wish you a very, very happy holiday season and wonderful good health and everything in the brand new year. So with that, I'm going to say God bless. Thank you, Connie. And if anything for you, Ron, take it over, and I'll say so long for now.
Well, thank you, Len. I'll tell you what, Len. I don't think there's any way anybody could better what you just shared. And again, we do pray that you have a blessed holiday season, happy Christmas, happy New Year, and we're going to be here. We obviously don't broadcast on Christmas or New Year's, but we'll be around the rest of the holidays and days, Monday through Friday and Saturday too. So thank you. If you need any help, please call us. Have a great day. God bless, folks. Thank you.
God bless you, Ronnie. God bless all of the people.
And don't forget, we have a show tonight at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And it's all about life, nutrition, health.
This is the second blind radio platform that the Hope and Collection and Golden Rule supports, sponsors, and supports that Mary has developed. And so she has an outreach where she's qualified as life coach and beyond many different certifications where she can connect people who may have different family challenges. They may have children that have specific. And the area that she's very qualified in is autistic children and family, autistic children, family situations. She's qualified, if you want to listen to her advice, it's solid. It's correct. And we're so excited because she's finding ways to help so many people. Excuse me.
Ron, I'll close for you. Ron says everything that we do is intentional. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you. So you guys tune in.
Amen.
Oh, man. The Mighty O.